Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with another hour of classical music for you and also the midday interview. Norman Bemelmans is here today. He's the Director of Cultural Arts at UNCW. We also refer to him as the Czar of Keenan Auditorium. He is a famous or perhaps infamous concert pianist, traveling around the world giving concerts, and he sometimes gives concerts in Wilmington. So we'll be talking about that today. Hey, Norman.
Hey, Jamila. Great to see you.
Thank you. Now, you have had a series of concerts called the Piano Masterworks, and this is one in that series.
So, this is the latest.
Yes. Tell us what's going on. It's tomorrow night at Keenan Auditorium.
Tomorrow night at Keenan, as you say, at 8 p.m., and it's a combination of solo piano works on the first half and solo Beethoven sonata piano works on the first half, which is always an enticing prospect. And the second half entails two piano compositions, better known perhaps in their orchestral originals, but I think they're fascinating and absolutely wonderful works of composition and great pieces of music in their two piano transcriptions as well. So it's going to be interesting and I think a lot of fun.
Now, are you going to be running back and forth between the two pianos and trying to play them at the same time?
Believe me, that's been difficult. I've had to spend a lot of time at the Y doing training and on the treadmill, but I think we're not even close. So as a consequence, I've been so fortunate to have as my collaborative pianist in our two piano works, the extraordinarily fine pianist Elizabeth Loparic, who's on faculty at UNCW, and is just a wonderful performer. And so it's always a pleasure to play with Elizabeth, and she will be joining me in our two piano works.
Oh, that's great. So walk us through the first and second half of the program and tell us what we will be able to hear tomorrow night.
What we will be able to hear, and assuming we'll be able to perform it, is the two Beethoven sonatas, I said, on the first half. Elizabeth will open with the Moonlight Sonata and the C-sharp minor, Opus 27, number 2. Who doesn't? I mean, it's of course, so beloved by so many people, but there's a very good reason for that. It's extraordinarily beautiful music, and the finale, of course, is this wild, passionate, virtuoso writing that's connected to it. It's just an irresistible piece of music. And so there's a very good reason why so many people know and love the Moonlight Sonata. And then I'm brazen enough to follow that with a performance of the Waldstein Sonata, which is another major work by Beethoven. It's interesting, and I was just having this conversation a little bit earlier. The two pieces of music were actually composed within three years of each other, but they're so completely different in sound and style between the Moonlight Sonata and the Waldstein Sonata. It's difficult to comprehend that they came from the same incredibly creative mind and personality that Beethoven possessed, having been written in close proximity to each other, but yet so distinctively different in their sound and musical aesthetic. So to me, it's a fascinating exercise in creativity, but of course, it's just a wonderful opportunity to play some extraordinary music.
Now, the Waldstein Sonata, that's named for a family that commissioned the work?
Count Ernst von Waldstein was a noble living in
it's
Vienna.
Easy for you to say.
Hopefully easier for him to say. And he was a close friend of Beethoven, the very young Beethoven, when Beethoven first immigrated to Vienna from Bonn. And Waldstein was very supportive with his connections and also his financial support over the years. And Beethoven, who could be an irascible personality, as we know, nonetheless felt great fondness for and appreciation towards Count Waldstein. And he dedicated a number of his works from this period of his life to Waldstein, but this is the one that people always connect to to the dedicatee on this in this case. So, yeah, that's what it's known as, more or less, these days, as the Waldstein Sonata.
Now let's backtrack to the Moonlight Sonata. Did Beethoven give it that title himself?
No, Beethoven had nothing to do with the title. It actually originated with a German writer, author named, Ludwig Straub, I think. Now the name, I may be thinking of someone else completely different. But it was not Beethoven's own, and that's the key fact there. And the author wrote in one of his essays about the evocation this music produced in his own mind of moonlight shining and shimmering on Lake Lucerne. And it was such a powerful evocation and powerful description that the nickname stuck, even though Beethoven had nothing to do with it. But it seems to reflect, as it were, the spirit of the piece.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Norman Bemelmans. He is a concert pianist. He is also the director of cultural arts at UNCW. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium, Norman Bemelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz will be performing some works for solo piano and also works arranged for two pianos. We just heard about the first half of the program. Before Norman tells us about the second half, let me remind you, you can get tickets easily by calling the Keenan box office at 962-3500 or on the web, go to uncw.edu/arts. Now let's talk about the second half.
Second half I've had so much fun with, and I think Elizabeth and I both have had so much fun with. We open with a two-piano transcription of Claude Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. And the wonderful thing about this transcription is that it was made by Debussy himself immediately after the publication of the orchestral original. And of course, anyone who knows the music knows what lush, sensuous, sonorous orchestral music it is. And I have to confess that when we were first thinking about this as a possibility, I'm thinking to myself, how is this going to work on a keyboard, even two keyboards? But having spent quality time with it now over the last little while, I'm convinced that it does work. And Debussy did just a magical job of transposing and transferring that lush orchestral sonority to the keyboard. Of course, it's incumbent upon the performers to do their part in recreating that sound on the piano as well, or on the pianos, I should say. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the fun is being able to do that. So it's been an eye or ear opener in that respect of what Debussy could do with his own incredibly beautiful sonorous sound in translating that to two pianos. And then we'll follow that with, of course, such a favorite for so many people, and for very good reason, George Gershwin's An American in Paris, which again was composed as an orchestral tone poem. And again, Gershwin himself made his own transcription for two pianos. In his case, he made it for himself and colleagues and friends when they, as they regularly did, performed in private gatherings or just to entertain friends at parties, etc. And it works wonderfully. I mean, Gershwin was a fantastic pianist, so he was able to do some wonderfully pianistic things without losing any of that savoir-faire of the orchestral original and that ambiance of the Parisian streets and the taxis blaring in the background and the dances going on, in conjunction with and combined with that wonderful bravado, that American jazzy sauntering down the street sound, which we associate with Gershwin, and which he was able to do such wonderful things with, in fact, to bring it into the concert hall, that American jazz swing sound.
I bet this one's been fun to practice with Elizabeth.
It's been great fun. Yeah, it's been great fun. And again, I think it works wonderfully well for two pianos, and Gershwin knew exactly what he was doing and how to capture that brash sound. And of course, there are in the Gershwin as well some very lovely, bluesy, romantic moments. I mean, we all think about Gene Kelly's fantastic ballet sequence in the film An American in Paris. And
right.
There are some wonderfully magical, beautiful, romantic moments in that. So it is, as you say, just a lot of fun to play. And we hope that folks will enjoy it half as much as we enjoy playing it.
Now, will you be making the taxi sounds yourself, the horns blaring?
We actually drive a taxi on stage.
Excellent. Oh, I knew you'd have something special planned for that. Yeah. Wonderful. The concert is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium, part of the Piano Masterworks series. This will feature music of Beethoven, both the Moonlight Sonata and the Waldstein Sonata, and then wonderful music of Claude Debussy and George Gershwin in the second half. If you'd like to attend, tickets are available at 962-3500, which is the Keenan box office, or uncw.edu/arts. You can hear Norman Bebelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz performing together. Norman, thank you.
Jamila,
it just sounds great.
Thank you. And hope you'll be able to join us as well, but under all circumstances. And as always, thanks for inviting me down. It's been a pleasure to speak.
Always glad to have you here, Norman. All right. And I have nailed your foot to the floor. I don't think you've noticed that yet, but you won't be leaving
it
immediately.
Somehow escaped my notice. But
yes.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
I just like to have you here. So,
all right. Well,
yeah.
I'm stuck.
But and if that doesn't work, I'll tie you to this tool. And
it could
be
worse places.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jamila.
This is WHQR.